Everyone, today is January 3rd, 2017. I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. This is a time where we're tackling everyday issues with biblical perspective to empower your daily life. And it's all within 15 minutes, Monday through Friday, so you can get to work. I welcome all of our callers and listeners this morning, and I say unto you, Happy New Year. Our topic for today is make a decision and stick to it. Be hot or cold, but do not be lukewarm. Our scripture for this morning comes from Revelation 3, verses 14 through 16. While you are getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me and the ministry, upcoming events, and everything that's going on my website at feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Now, let's get into the word so we can serve hot breakfast for your soul. I am in the book of Revelation, chapter 3, verses 14 through 16, and I am reading from the KJV. And unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, These things saith the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know thy works, that thou art neither cold nor hot. I would that thou wert cold or hot. So then, because thou art lukewarm, and neither cold nor hot, I will spew thee out of my mouth. Make a decision and stick to it. Be hot or cold, but don't be lukewarm. As we were looking at this scripture, this is a time when John is in capture, and we're in the book of Revelation, and he's receiving instructions from the Lord to send letters out to the people, also known as the seven churches that he's dealing with at this time. And so when we start this chapter, he's already written one letter, and then he's written another letter. By the time we get to verse 14, he's now on a letter to this particular group of people. And what we read is what God was saying to him, or telling John to write to that particular church, that I've seen you and I know your works. You're not really dedicated to anything. You're not hot, meaning you're not for something, you're not standing for anything, but you're also not cold. You're just right there in the middle, straddling the fence, remaining under the radar, in that safe place, so that you don't offend and you're not offended. But notice what the Lord said to them. I wish that you were one or the other. I wish that you were hot or cold, because then I could deal with you, because at least you would have a core belief, a core stance. But because you are neither one of them, the Lord said, I will spit you or spew you out of my mouth. Now, this is where we find ourselves today. In today's world, here in 2017, our culture in this nation has evolved into a culture of extreme political correctness. You must always be so sensitive to offending someone. And the irony of that is that no matter what you say, you do offend someone. If you speak out for what you believe in and what you stand for, then you offend those who do not have the same beliefs. If you don't speak out for what you believe and stand for, then you offend those who know your beliefs but who are angry because you will not speak out. So there comes a time in life when you really just have to make a decision and know how to stick to it. You have to be a person who is willing to stand for something. There is a saying which states that a person who won't stand for anything will fall, who won't stand for anything will fall for everything. In other words, if you're not standing, if you're not sold out to what you believe in, then you're someone really who will just, you'll just, you know, join the crowd, jump on the bandwagon of everything and anything that's going on. You're that person that's wavering, double-minded, two-faced. People really don't want you around because they don't know who you are. You're almost like a chameleon. Your colors change, your stance changes, your position will mutate based on who you're around, your circumstances, and what's going on. Well, at this point, you are going to have to decide who you are, who Christ purposed you to be, and what the call is upon your life. You're going to have to decide that, because once you know that, that will determine your response, whether it's in social activities, whether it's in political activities, whether it's in your home or on your job. Once you know who you are and to whom you belong and what you stand for, it will become evident in your words and actions, whether you want it to or not. I will give you some examples. There were, I think this happened last year or the year before, Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A founders made a comment in a personal interview that they believe in traditional marriage. And they, the owner had been married for multiple decades to his spouse. Now, he did not say, well, I'm telling everyone else that this is what you must believe, but because of my faith in God, I believe that marriage is between a man and a woman, and I stand behind that affirmatively. Afterward, the LGBT community came out and they picketed Chick-fil-A and all of these things, and they began to tell people that if you say you believe homosexuality is a sin, then you're a homophobe. That in and of itself is a misnomer. A phobia means a fear. Believing that something is a sin doesn't make you afraid. It just means I believe that based on the Bible, this is a sin. Well, Chick-fil-A did not, the owners did not change their stance. They stood by what they said. As time went by, the protests began to grow. And then some people begin to say, we don't want Chick-fil-A in our neighborhood, or we don't want this in our neighborhood because they are anti-gay or homophobic. Well, the Chick-fil-A owners never changed their stance. One of the things that they did is they did begin to reach out more to the homosexual, the LGBT leaders. And I think they went to a game together and had some discussion, but they did not change their core of who they were. This also happened with the stars of the Duck Dynasty show. Someone, I think, posted a video of one of the patriarch, I don't really watch the show, preaching a sermon wherein he referenced homosexuality as a sin. Here again, the LGBT leaders and supporters came out and they began to write the network and they said, you need to take this show off the air. But Christians begin to rally and to write the network and say, well, if you do, you'll lose our viewership as well. They stood for their beliefs. They were hot. They did not change. They did not straddle the fence. And that show remains on today. Well, a recent controversy now is gospel singer Kim Burrell. Kim Burrell and Kirk Franklin are scheduled to appear on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and I think it's sometime this week or next week, for something that they're doing together. And Kirk Franklin has appeared on Ellen's show before. And let me just say, I like Ellen's persona. You know, she always seems to be smiling on her show. She brings people in. She doesn't really, to my knowledge, appear to be someone who says, you must believe what I believe or believe that my lifestyle is right to have you here, but I don't know. We'll see how this works out. Well, someone released a sermon that Kim Burrell preached at a church, I think a year or a few years ago. And in that sermon, she referenced homosexuality as a sin. And I don't want to misquote, but I think she said that this was perverted in relation to the Bible, in the context of the Bible. Well, now people are coming forth and they're demanding an apology from her, labeling her a homophobe. But you know what Kim said? She said, I offer no apologies and no excuses for having preached the Bible. This has nothing to do with whether or not I love people who are homosexual, because I know people who are. I have people in my family or friends, I think she said, who are. But I don't apologize for preaching the gospel. So this is where we are when the Lord says, you have to be hot or cold. And the focus of this message is not today, it's not so much about homosexuality as it is just showing you these situations where people stood to lose their business, their livelihood, they stood to lose contracts and all of these things because they took a stand. And these are nationally known examples that I could give you that everyone who's listening to this broadcast would know. But what I'm saying to you, or so what I'm saying to you, is that God commands that you possess the ability to make a decision and you stick to it. Now, if you are shown to be wrong, then you can make a decision to amend or change your thinking. But if what you are doing in any arena of your life is founded on that sure foundation. I'm sorry, I hit the mute button. It sounded on that sure foundation. If it is grounded in the Word of God, if it edifies and brings about godly, positive change, if it moves the listeners to a higher plane, if it moves you to greater service, fulfillment of purpose, establishment of destiny, then you make that decision and you stick to it no matter what comes. Be hot or be cold, but don't be lukewarm, double-minded, two-faced, or straddle the fence. Know who you are. Let's get ready and go into prayer. Dear Lord, we come this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we praise you that you are holy and that you are worthy of all praise. We ask this morning, Lord, that you would give us the ability and give us the mindset to exercise that ability to be hot or cold, but to no longer straddle the fence in our decision-making processes. Lord, whether we are making decisions in our lives, in our ministry, whether it's in our marriage, whether it's with everyday issues, whatever it may be, you're telling us that there comes a time, and that time is now, wherein we must unequivocally be convicted of our own argument, of our own fight, of our own stance. We must be willing to stand before judge and jury and to defend aggressively where we stand, and that our client, it's our faith. It is that decision, our children, our marriage. It is our finances. It is our own self-esteem. But whatever the situation is, that is our client at that time. And we must be willing to stand and to defend it, to fight the fight of a good soldier, so that we make decisions that bring about purpose, that accelerate destiny, and we stick to it. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to say, today, I'm going to make decisions, and I'll stick to them. Remember, the lines are muted. No one can hear you. Say it again. Today, I will make decisions, purposeful decisions. Repeat that. Divine decisions. And I will stick to them. In the name of Jesus, go ahead and praise God wherever you are. Now, as we close out, I remind you that this is the Morning Motivation Broadcast. I am Evangelist Attorney Rossi Williams. You can learn more about me on our website at fillthefire.com. I host Morning Motivation Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern. Our call-in number, as well as the prior broadcast, are on our website at fillthefire.com. You can also visit the website to invite me to your church or events. People are reaching out and sometimes they're calling me, but please do all of that on the website through the Contact Me page. That is www.feelfire.com, fillthefire.com. Our task for today is for you to make at least three affirmative decisions. That means make at least three decisions today regarding your faith, yourself, and your family, and you stick to it. Your faith, yourself, and your family. Decisions that will edify, bring about purpose, and accelerate destiny, and you stick to it no matter what. Until tomorrow morning at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, the chains are being broken. I'll see you on Morning Motivation.